I like lost my air there. I made myself laugh too hard. Welcome to the Beer Feelings Podcast, where together we are indulging in life and craft beer. This show is all about demystifying the craft beer space in a fun and flirty way for those who are just beginning their beer journey, or for people who already love their brews and are hungry to learn more. My name is Natalie Jones, and I am the beer drinking gal pal you never knew you had. Now, I have always been super, super fortunate in that all of my beer drinking years, I have lived in cool beer towns. So Colorado, New England, both known for signature beer styles and are literally littered with breweries and bottle shops full of amazing things to try. But what if you don't live in a fun beer town? What do you drink then? That's what I want to talk about today. If you live in a place not known for its beer scene, or if you live in a more rural area and it's tricky to get into town sometimes, like maybe in the winter, how can you still get your hands on all the tasty brews your little heart desires? Let's get going. Now, if you're having a fun time listening to this show, make sure to hit that follow or subscribe button, and even better, leave me a review. Reviews are the easiest ways to let others out there know that this show is worth their time. So thank you in advance. Let's get into the beer. Now, there are a whole bunch of beer shipping programs out there today, but on this episode, I want to talk about the two that I, number one, have used, and number two, that I like the most. So a quick note that I am not sponsored by either of these groups to say nice things, although if either of them wants to sponsor me or really just cover my beer tab, that would be cool, but everything I'm saying is just based on my own personal experience in purchasing from both groups. But okay, the two beer services that I've really enjoyed using are Taver and Beer Drop. So let's get into the good, the bad, and the ugly about each, starting with Beer Drop. Now, Beer Drop, I learned about this group when I was actually trying to kick off a beer subscription service of my own. It was like the precursor to Beer Feelings, if you will. And to be honest, it's really freaking tough to do this the right way and to do it the legal way. But the kind folks over at Beer Drop have done just that. Basically, how this program works is you take a cool little easy peasy online quiz about what types of beers you like, and then they use that to personally pick out brews that fit your profile, and then they ship everything straight to you. Now, as an adult, I feel like the majority of surprises out there are not fun ones. We just found a plumbing leak in the house, so not very fun. So really, I love that Beer Drop offers a positive and fun, unexpected event, kind of a nice break to the rest of adulthood. I really don't have anything negative to say about these guys, especially because they're located in Colorado. They make it super easy for me to get some of my favorites now that I moved away. The subscription is pretty easy to cancel when you need a break. And if you're not really into a surprise, you can upgrade your plan and choose to swap out your surprise beers for something a little more tried and true. I guess if I did have to give them kind of one ding, I think it would have to be, or at least I haven't figured out how to do this, how to order a lot of one particular beer. So like, for example, if Finkel and Garf, some of my favorites up in Boulder, did a special release and I wanted to stock up, I don't know that I could do this with Beer Drop because that's kind of not what they're built for. Maybe there is a way to do it. I just don't know about it. Now, price-wise, I actually find them to be pretty reasonable considering all that they do. I get to be lazy. They actually ship really great beers instead of some of the bland crap that some of like the other Beer of the Month clubs do. And that plus all of the customization makes it easier for me to stomach the price. So when I just checked on their website, they're charging $33 for 6 beers, $40 for 8 beers, or $44 for 10 beers. Now, especially if you are using this to fill kind of a gap, you're looking to use this as a brewery replacement, five-ish bucks is a very reasonable swap per pint. Now, if you're a domestic beer, 30 rack person, yes, this price is going to be overwhelming. It's going to be a little offensive, but you know what? This podcast probably also isn't your cup of tea if you're that kind of beer drinker, and that's okay. All are welcome here, but yeah, if you're used to 30 rack, beer delivery services probably aren't going to be for you. Okay. That's Beer Drop. Now let's move on to Taver. Now, to be totally honest, I have no idea how to pronounce this company name, like Tavor or Taver. I always think of it as Taver, like Savor, but I really don't know. So if anybody does know, send me a message. But however you pronounce it, the setup on this beer shipping service is a little bit different than what we were looking at Beer Drop. Now here, beers come into the market or the app or the marketplace, or like, I don't remember, I'm sure they had a cute name. But basically they're going to release three-ish different kinds of beer at the same time. And they'll sell those beers until they run out. But there's only like a couple of beers released on a given day. But this is kind of fun because it makes every day kind of like Black Friday. What's cool about this, if you know you like the beer, you can buy more than one, which like I mentioned, I don't know that you can do on Beer Drop. For me, I've never really bought a lot of one kind of beer. I typically only get one or two of each because I want to try lots of different things. But okay, back to the process. Brews get added to the app, you buy a couple, and then you see what's available the next day, and the next day, and the next day. And then eventually, either you decide it's time to get this box because you have so much good stuff in there, or 4 weeks go by and then they ship it to you. And it's amazing when you get it because you had days and days and days of getting excited and hand selecting this really cool beer box. Where they get you, though, the ugly side of this box is that you pay for the beers as you add them into your monthly crate. And you're always, I guess, like never say always, but in my experience, I was always able to get just one. So $7 doesn't seem like that big of a deal as a one-time charge, or $10 for a beer. Or maybe there's like a cool special release Imperial with marshmallow and gummy bears and like childhood memories and all this for like $12, not that big of a deal to spend $12 on all that joy. But when you do this day after day after day, and really even if it's just a handful of days out of the month, your box can get kind of spendy. And that's what I experienced, that it kind of like snuck up on me. So do I think this box, the Taver box or the Tavor box, Tavor sounds really like sophisticated. Taver sounds like I'm going to a barbecue. So do I think the Taver box is worth it for all the cool stuff you get to drink and the gamification of filling your box? Absolutely, I do. But for me, I really see Beer Drop and Tavor. Now I don't even know how to say it, but I see these two beer boxes filling different beer needs in my personal life. So Beer Drop for me is kind of my tried and true stable box. Always can count on it. Yay, happy surprises. And then Taver, I think about on special occasions. So maybe if I'm going to do like an Advent tasting around the holiday season, or, you know, teach a special beer lesson or something like that, that's when I'll hit up Taver. What is going on with my mouth? I have complete Tavor. Please, someone from that company, reach out to me and teach me how to say it and then offer me a deal. No, I'm curious if anybody out there listening has tried either of these boxes out. I want to know how it went for you. And like I mentioned, if you work for Taver or Beer Drop and you just want to give me a code to share on the show and like give everybody a discount and I can start to live my influencer dreams, hit a girl up. Just kidding. I mean, I'm not really kidding, but kind of send me an email. But anyways, that's going to be it for this episode. I hope that this one was especially helpful to those of you who don't live in cool beer towns, and that no matter what you choose to do today, that you are doing it with a great beer in hand and even better people by your side. Catch everybody next week for another fun episode. Cheers.